This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hey, I really want to thank all of you for your support. Following our blacklisting by Google, Google has stripped all of naturalnews.com out of its search results. 140,000 plus pages completely stripped out. You cannot find naturalnews.com anywhere on Google search. Even in the UK, you can't find it on Yahoo search anymore. Just completely ripped out of Google. And we've now found out that it was by a human decision. So one person at Google decided they didn't like naturalnews.com. And with the flick of a switch, they engaged in what can only be called a modern-day fascist-style electronic book burning. They burned down the entire Natural News website from the Google search results, depriving people who benefit from the knowledge that is cataloged in those 140,000 Natural News pages, articles full of information on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, fitness, exercise, mental health, philosophy, news analysis, geopolitics, exposing corruption, putting out food safety recalls, all kinds of information that has benefited millions, tens of millions of lives over the last decade. Google has just decided to banish all of that from the decision of one person inside Google, who is, of course, biased because they're human. They just don't like Natural News, so they silence us. This is what it has come to. So I want to thank all of you who are supporting us in this epic battle against extreme censorship. Google is evil. They are now engaged in communist China-style censorship. They are doing exactly what China has done. They are acting exactly like North Korea. Google is evil in this kind of censorship. But so many people have come out to support me. I did 3 radio shows today. I was interviewed by Dave Hodges at the Common Sense Show as well. Actually, no, I did 4 radio shows today. I was also interviewed by Robert Scott Bell. I was on the Joyce Riley Show this morning. Also, I've been in touch with Alex Jones over at InfoWars. We may have a meeting soon to talk about a strategy for combating all of this, because InfoWars is also being targeted with extreme financial sabotage, also from Google, or I should say Google-related advertisers such as AdRoll.com, just cut off InfoWars. But I've had so much support, and I've seen articles. John Rappaport did an article. I've seen many other articles and comments from users. One user said that they complained to Google on our behalf and told them how much they value Natural News. And I really appreciate the outpouring of support, because I know how much Natural News means to you. And I know how much it means to me. I'm very passionate about what we do at Natural News. And I'm very passionate about freedom of speech. And I've always said, by the way, I've always said that freedom of speech means that you tolerate the speech of those with whom you even disagree. In other words, if you don't believe of freedom of speech for those you disagree with, then you don't believe in it at all. And so I want a debate. I want to have a seat at the table in public discourse and debate on all of these topics that matter: the safety of vaccines, the safety of pharmaceuticals, the corrupt business practice of the drug makers, corruption in politics, corruption at the EPA, the fake science data of the NOAA and the climate change hucksters, you know, the FDA's collusion with the pharmaceutical industry, the quack science of the biotech industry, the environmental harm of glyphosate herbicides and hormone-mimicking atrazine, also all of these chemicals in the environment, the destruction of our ecosystem, biosludge, and the spreading of toxic industrial waste on farms by calling it fertilizer. I've on my website, I've volunteered free lab testing for Native American communities affected by oil pipeline leaks. This and so much more. I put out free announcements of inventions for food rising grow systems. We've donated hundreds to schools across the world, all through Natural News. And Google has decided that you're not allowed to see any of that because they don't want a debate to take place anymore. See, this is what, now, this is going to get slightly political because Google is a globalist slash leftist info monopolist organization. And the globalists and the leftists, they don't believe in allowing any debate at all. It's about silencing the debate. Actually, this is more of a globalist thing than a leftist thing, because really the Republican establishment believes much the same thing. So it's about silencing debate. You're not allowed to have a discussion, because they know that we, the independent thinkers, would win the debate if we had a chance to put our arguments forward. So they have to make sure that real journalism is silenced. They have to suppress independent journalism and make sure that the only, quote, facts that are allowed to be discovered through a Google search are the false facts or the fake news of the fake stream media, the CNNs, the Washington Post, the New York Times, USA Today, all of these websites. It's all fake news, but that's what Google allows. So think about this. On a day, on the same day that Google banned naturalnews.com, they did not ban the Washington Post, which accuses naturalnews.com of being ridiculously run by the Kremlin. They made up that piece. It was a complete fiction. Even though, in reality, the Washington Post literally takes money from Russia to run what are called native advertising inserts, carrying Russian propaganda in the Washington Post paper, and Google has no problem with that. So the fake news of the Washington Post will never be banned, but the real news of Natural News will be censored. This is what it has come to. Yeah, it's insanity. Yeah, it's Orwellian. It's Ministry of Truth. It's suppression of truth. It's a war against logic and reason. What is it that Rod Serling said? Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. Is that it? Is that the right quote? It's insane. You're not allowed now to even have a conversation. You're not allowed to question the science dogma of the day. You're not allowed to say, hey, mercury is a neurotoxin. Maybe we shouldn't be injecting it into children and calling it immunizations. You know, it's an obvious thing. And yet it's disallowed, it's banned, it's censored by Google. And if you really look into this issue, you find that Google has also demonetized almost everyone who is telling the truth on YouTube. Google owns YouTube, right? And YouTube has demonetized all the videos of all patriots, of all natural health advocates, or not all, but most, of most who are pro-Trump supporters. And Google itself has disallowed AdSense advertising of nutritional supplements and natural medicines. They've banned it to protect the profits of Big Pharma. So Google, at every step, is becoming more and more evil, engaging in more and more censorship and suppression. It's step by step, but now they're going all out. They just yanked Natural News out of their index completely, completely. And we know it's a human decision. That's a key here. And they did it without warning. They didn't send us an email to our email that's on file with them through the webmaster tools. They didn't send us an email. They didn't say, you have a problem, you need to fix it. There was no malicious code. There was no malware found on the website. There were no technical glitches. There was no algorithm detecting something that would shut down the site. Nothing. It's a human that made a decision and just said, we don't like Natural News. We're going to shut them off. And that's what they did. And now, what does it mean to you as a search user? It means that if you use Google search, you should realize it is fake search. It's no longer real search. It's fake search, because the search results you see are incomplete. But you don't know what you're missing, because Google doesn't tell you what they've quietly removed. You are seeing the biased globalist search results that they want you to see. In other words, every search on Google now is an indoctrination experience. You are now being literally brainwashed by Google with every search result, because you're not being shown the results that they don't like, because they're results from independent journalism. from real investigations, from real independent scientists that question the status quo, that question the safety of mercury, that question the genetic pollution risk of GMOs, and so on. Google has become the Ministry of Truth brainwashing and indoctrination center of disinformation. And because of its monopolistic power, it has a tremendous influence over society to twist so many minds, to even throw elections the way it wants to, or to crush businesses that it wants to crush. I mean, by cutting us off from traffic, Google is economically sabotaging natural news. Just so you know, it's an act of economic sabotage. And it's probably a violation of federal law. It's probably a criminal violation of antitrust legislation. You know, if the FTC probably needs to get involved as Google continues to do this. And by the way, they've been sued by many law firms over the years for other kinds of antitrust violations. And probably we are going to get involved in an upcoming effort to hold Google accountable for these violations of law, violations of human knowledge, suppressing, in essence, the human right to know, to learn, to self-educate, to empower, to prevent disease. These are basic human rights, and Google is deliberately and intentionally now interfering with people's access to basic life-saving information that literally saves lives. It's incredible that Google is willing to, in effect, cause harm to people in order to silence natural news. That's how malicious it is. That's how sinister they have become. Again, just like communist China. And you know what? I just refuse to be silenced about any of this. A lot of people have supported me on this, and they know I'm speaking out. And they're saying, well, gosh, aren't you afraid of speaking out? You might get banned more. How can I be banned more? They banned every page already. Every page has been banned. They can't ban more. It's a total ban. There's people are like, well, aren't you afraid of this? No, look, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid to tell the truth because the truth will win in the end. That's it. I publish the truth. I write the truth. I speak the truth. I'm not 100% accurate. If I make a mistake, I correct the mistake, and I try to do better next time. But I always attempt to tell the truth. I'm always writing stories with the intention of exposing evil or empowering people, bringing you new insight, new knowledge, awakening your consciousness, all of that. It's all genuine. Compassionate, you know, protecting life, enhancing knowledge and awareness, all of that. It's all from my heart. I believe in this. And it doesn't matter. I mean, if someone censors me, it's not going to stop me from writing. You can always bypass Google. All you got to do is every day you launch your browser, you just type in naturalnews.com. And you bypass Google. You check out all the new articles we published that day or sign up on our email list. You just bypass Google. That's it. Because Google has become irrelevant to the search for real knowledge and real information and even real science in these areas that I cover, like vaccines and pesticides and pharmaceuticals and so on. You have to go outside Google now to find the real answers. That's stunning. That's shocking. Because Google wanted to be the answer for everybody. But now it's become more and more obvious to millions of people that in order to find real answers, you have to stop using Google. Because Google is disinformation. Google is fake search. Google deliberately censors entire websites of information that they don't like, and they don't have to tell you why, and they don't have to give you any recourse, and they don't even have to explain it to anyone. And they don't even have to tell you when you're searching that they've taken something out of the search that they're not showing you. They don't tell you that. Not at all. So I've seen a lot of write-ups about this, a lot of articles about this. Of course, the vaccine poisoners, the medical child molesters are very happy that Natural News is being censored because they want to silence us. so that they can continue to poison and medically molest children without anybody speaking out on behalf of those children. I defend children against vaccine damage. They want to silence me because they are malicious, evil, medical child molesters. And they know it. And yet they claim to be, we're the only real science. Give me a break. If you were a real scientist, you wouldn't poison kids with mercury. You're not scientists. You're quacks. You're charlatans. And you're sickos. You are sick, psychopathic individuals, and you prey upon the suffering of little children when you damage their brains and turn them into autistic kids, and you love it. You love it. It's the most amazing reward for you to damage a young child so that they suffer for their entire life while you get to claim vaccines have no side effects. Really? You're a liar. You're a malicious child molester. That's what you are. So they want to shut me up because I protect the lives and the health of children, which means exposing the lies of the vaccine industry. The same vaccine industry, by the way, that spends untold millions of dollars advertising with Google. Gee, do you see the connection here? You see the connection? But I've had a lot of people write some very positive things about what I'm doing here, and I want to thank you. People have described what I'm doing here as heroic, or taking a stand for the First Amendment. David versus Goliath kind of comparisons I've heard. I don't know. All I know is I refuse to be bullied. I refuse to be censored. I refuse to be silenced. I refuse to be intimidated. End of story. You know, Google can censor me, or other search engines can censor me, or Facebook can censor me. Maybe I'll be banned from Twitter tomorrow. Who knows? It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter in terms of the number of people I reach, but it doesn't shut me down. It doesn't silence me. If it's just me and God, I'm still going to write the truth because it needs to be stated, even if no one else can read it. But of course, millions of people can read it just by going to naturalnews.com. But even if they were to somehow seize the domain name, I would still write the truth because the truth needs to be stated. It needs to be on the record. And there's something, I don't know what it is. There's a divine calling within me to speak the truth, and I can't not do it. I can't turn away from it. I can't just go play golf or go fishing or something. That's not who I am. I'm driven to investigate, to analyze, to share information, to help people, to protect lives. I'm driven by it. And, it's people like me throughout world history that have probably been, executed, that have been thrown in dungeons by the kings, the evil monarchy, the evil overlords of societies, because most of human history has seen people living in systems of tyranny. And if you spoke out in a system of tyranny, you were going to be killed or have your head chopped off or be tortured and punished. So if you think about it, I'm actually very lucky that I've been born in an era where the tyranny of the system just means I'm not in the search results of Google. But I'm not in a dungeon. They haven't chopped off my head. I haven't been arrested by the king and condemned to living a life in a prison cell. I can still write the truth, and I can put it on Natural News, and you can still see it just by going to naturalnews.com and bypassing Google and its fake search. So we're living in an incredible time. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that we even have this, the internet, this technology, the publishing technology, for me to be able to reach out with this level of truth and passion on all of these topics. And the very fact that I am still alive and breathing and able to speak is a blessing, and it shows that we've made progress as a society, even though we have evil censorship like Google, and maybe someday we can eliminate that kind of evil and tyranny from our world as well. Google really represents the tyranny of the old systems of enslaving humanity. That's what Google still represents. It's an outdated, you know, sinister, knowledge-suppressing system that keeps humanity down. That's what Google represents. And so Google has to be eliminated because it is a danger to freedom and a danger to human knowledge. It drags us down and prevents us from moving forward as a species, as a civilization. How are we going to move forward if knowledge is suppressed by the monopolistic search engine that's now putting out fake search results? That's the question of the day. So I hope that in my lifetime, we can overcome that kind of censorship and that kind of drag on human knowledge and wisdom. You know, the cover-ups of human knowledge are extraordinary. The war against wisdom is extraordinary. You know, the FDA has a war against indigenous knowledge of herbs and botanical healing, by the way. The scientific community has a war against low-energy nuclear reactions. It used to be called cold fusion. Now it's called LENR. And yeah, it works. Generates heat with so-called cold fusion. It works. There's a war on knowledge. NASA knew there was microbial life on Mars in 1976 from the Viking lander. They proved it. They covered it up. They covered it up. There are all these systems in place that suppress human knowledge, and Google is standing on top of that like a tower of evil, like the Dark Lord Sauron, determining what knowledge humanity shall not be allowed to learn because it might uplift them too much, you see. And you and I are part of the force that wants to move humanity forward. We are the real progressives. We want progress for humanity. We want uplifting. We want enlightenment and knowledge. And we are being punished, and we are being intimidated and threatened and silenced by Google and other organizations like Media Matters, by the mainstream media just viciously attacked constantly, by the prostitute journalists working for corporate interests inside the fake stream media. They are evil, they are destructive, and they are anti-human knowledge. In effect, they are anti-humanists. They're all pro-depopulation. They want to murder, you know, 5 billion people and make the planet more ecologically sustainable. It's the Bill Gates agenda all over again. They want to put vaccines in mosquitoes and let them loose on a city so you're all vaccinated without your consent. It's insane. They're insane, anti-human destroyers of knowledge and suppressors of truth. And that ultimately is what we're fighting against. We're fighting to set humanity free. And Google is working to suppress knowledge and keep you in the dark. Not to give you access to truthful information, but to limit your worldview so that you think you know what's going on, but it's actually shaped and limited with all of these boundaries and all of this suppression and all of these deletions, so that what you really get from Google is this distorted globalist worldview that they say is fact. It's not fact. It's propaganda. It's an epic battle. And we're not throwing in the towel. We're not giving up. We're just marching forward. Whatever Google does, we're going to keep marching forward, because the truth matters, and telling the truth is a divine act. And it's something that every one of us needs to do. We need to practice it, and we need more people doing it. This isn't about me or Natural News. This is about the whole movement. That's why I encourage you to launch your own blog, launch your own website. Just start writing the truth. Start sharing the truth. You know, copy and paste my articles if you want to get started. Put a paragraph of your own commentary at the top, and then take an article off Natural News and just copy and paste it. You have my permission, as long as you just link back to the source. Just give us credit. That's it. You can copy all the articles you want. You know, it's easy to get started. This has got to be a human organized effort of many people, a decentralized system of truth tellers who are willing to go up against the system of disinformation that Google is running and deliberately plotting to keep you suppressed, to keep you ignorant. And it brings me back to the sad, sad days of black slaves on southern plantations. And one of the things that the most sinister plantation owners made sure of is that the black people could not learn to read. That teaching them to read was a sin. Why? Why was that? Because if a slave learned how to read, well, they might be empowered. They might, my goodness, they might be able to learn how to argue for their own freedom, or learn how to write and how to invoke the law, and they might not be as easy to control, you see. Slaves were kept ignorant and illiterate so that they could be easier to control. When you use Google, you are an info slave on Google's plantation, and they are keeping you ignorant on purpose so that you do not get empowered and educated and enlightened enough to no longer need Google. They're keeping you as a slave on their plantation, just like the old southern plantation operations that enslaved humans, humans who deserve to be free, who every human being deserves to be free, deserves to have the same liberties, the same opportunities, the same rights. Google wants to take that away from you in a sinister, insidious, covert kind of way and keep you ignorant and keep you enslaved. It's sick. It's sick. It's evil. It's dark. It is destructive. It is, it's like a weight bearing down on all of humanity. And this is why Google needs to be made extinct. We need another search engine that's rooted in freedom. Now, I've started a small version of that. It's called goodgopher.com. And goodgopher.com indexes thousands of independent media websites. But it's just a few thousand sites, and it focuses on media. It's not, you know, billions of pages like Google does. We need a serious, well-funded, freedom search engine effort that can compete head-to-head with Google. And it's a big job. It's like a $100 million project. Who's going to fund that? Probably not going to happen, because the truth doesn't really pay very well. Now, lies in the media generate all kinds of money through pharmaceutical advertising and, you know, deals with weapons suppliers and pushing war and all that kind of stuff. And pesticides and GMOs. Yeah, they make all kinds of money lying to the public constantly. Where do you think Google's money comes from? It comes from advertising. Advertising by corporations that lie to you constantly. But if you tell the truth, there's not a lot of money in that. So how are you going to fund a truthful search engine that can compete with Google? I don't know. I don't think it's economically viable, actually, right now, which is kind of sad. Should be more profit in telling the truth than lying, wouldn't you think? But that's not the way the world operates these days, and that's really sad. In any case, we're going to keep marching forward. We will not be intimidated. We will not be silenced. We will not be suppressed. End of story. So all you globalists who are trying to destroy natural news, just like you threatened you were going to do if I didn't turn on Alex Jones, which I refuse to do, you know what? Go F yourselves, because we're not giving in. We're not going to roll over and give in and surrender to your dehumanist agenda. We're going to keep telling the truth. We're going to keep empowering and uplifting humanity. And we're going to defeat the censorship and the suppression and the evil that is now embodied by Google and others like that. Wikipedia, for example, run by a bunch of quacks, you know, medical child molesting quacks, write all the pages on vaccines and pharmaceuticals and everything else. It's sick. It's sick. No wonder Google loves Wikipedia, because it's just perfectly aligned with the dark agenda of Google itself. Just lie after lie after lie. It's sickening. You know, we deserve better as humanity, as a society. We deserve better. And I'm just not going to give in to this evil. End of story. So thank you for listening. You can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. But most importantly, check out my two main websites every day, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. Don't rely on Google. Bypass Google. Don't rely on Facebook. Check those two websites every day. Type it into your browser every day. And that's the only way you're going to get the real news that's being censored everywhere else. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.